me. He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you're old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go. Jesus said to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then he said to him, follow me.
好，我们一起做个祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Father, thank you.
今天因为你的爱，让我们聚集在这里。
It's because of your love that we gather together today.
求你的圣灵今天在我们当中来运行。
May your Holy Spirit move among us.
帮助我们，不管是讲的、听的，都可以得到帮助。
For those who speak and hear, that we will all receive help.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
来讲一下这段的经文的前景哈。
Talk about what happened before these scriptures.
在耶稣最后的晚餐。
And the last dinner that Jesus had with the disciple.
耶稣跟彼得也有一个对话。
There was a dialogue between Jesus and Peter.
是在路加福音22:33-34那里。
It's in Luke chapter 22:33-34.
彼得说。
Peter said,
主啊，我就是同你下监，同你受死，也是甘心。
And Peter said, even though I have to go to the prison with you, I'm willing.
耶稣说。
And Jesus said,
彼得，我告诉你。
Peter, I tell you.
今日鸡还没有叫，你要三次说不认得我。
Before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me.
后来我们知道彼得三次不认主。
Later on, we knew that Peter denied Jesus three times.
好，那我们就回来现在的现景。
Now we came back to the scripture that we just read.
这边提到第十四节那里提到，这是耶稣第三次向他门徒显现。
Here the scripture mentioned this is the third time that Jesus appeared to his disciples.
耶稣向他的门徒第二次显现之后。
After Jesus appeared to his disciples the second time.
彼得和他其他的六个门徒还是决定重操旧业打鱼去了。
And yet Peter and his six other disciples decided to go back to their old jobs to go fishing.
在这里我们看到是一个晚上。
Here the background it was the night time.
门徒打鱼打了整个晚上。
The disciples have fished all night.
他们没有抓到一只鱼。
And they didn't catch any fish.
然后耶稣就出现。
Then Jesus appeared to them.
耶稣说：“小子们，你们有吃的吗？”
And Jesus asked them, "Do you have anything to eat?"
这个时候门徒还不知道是耶稣。
At that time, they didn't recognize that it was Jesus.
耶稣叫他们说没有。
They said no.
那耶稣说：“那你就把网打到。”放在船的右边。
So Jesus asked them to throw the net on the right side of the boat.
发生什么事情？
What happened next?
网都拉不起来。
They couldn't even pull the net up.
圣经说有153条鱼。
Bible mentioned there's 153 fishes.
那之后呢？
After that,
耶稣就准备了个晚餐给他们。
Then Jesus prepared dinner for them.
准备吃完晚餐以后
，Then after dinner，
耶稣跟彼得就在这里开始他们的对话。
It began a dialogue between Jesus and Peter.
前面我们知道，彼得三次不认主。
Before that, this all happened. We knew that Peter denied Jesus three times.
当耶稣开始向彼得说话的时候，请问一下，耶稣有没有骂彼得
？When Jesus began to speak to Peter, did he scold Peter?
他有没有责备他说你这个失败的门徒
？Did he say you're such a failure?
有没有
？Did he say that?
耶稣不但没有责备他
，Jesus did not scold him at all.
反而还给他有个非常亲密的问题
，and yet asked him a very intimate question.
你爱我吗
？Do you love me？
耶稣还问了，怎么称呼彼得？这个时候
，How did Jesus address Peter？
西门。
He addressed him as Simon。
也是耶稣第一次呼召彼得的，他称呼彼得叫西门。
This is also the name when Jesus first called Peter to be his disciple. He used the name Simon.
所以我们接下来看到耶稣问彼得：“你爱我吗？”
Then Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
他第一次问他说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”
The first time he asked, "Do you love me more than these?"
他在问彼得说，后面就说：“你爱我吗？你爱我吗？”
And then the two times afterwards, they, "Do you love me?"
彼得都回答说：“主啊，你知道我爱你。”
And Peter answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
请问一下，耶稣说：“你爱我比这些更深吗？”这些是什么？
Do you know what these are? Do you know when Jesus said, "Do you love me more than these?" What are these?
我想彼得是一个渔夫。
I think because Peter was a fisherman.
耶稣会有人会说啊，应该耶稣是问他说，你爱比这些捕鱼工具比我爱更深吗？
Maybe Jesus asking, "Do you love all your fishing equipment and investments more than me?"
其实耶稣在这里问他，你比这其他的门徒更爱我吗？
And yet, I think Jesus is asking him, "Do you love me more than all these disciples?"
头两次耶稣是用那种最高最完全的爱来问彼得。
The first two times Jesus used agape, the word of agape love, to ask him, do you agape me?"
再下来，他就用第三次，他用就用这种亲情的爱来问耶稣。
And the third love that he mentioned is the love of filial love, brotherly love.
我自己从小，我父母亲都带我到主日学去。
From when I was a child, my parents brought me to Sunday school.
29年前来了美国。
About 29 years ago, I came to the States.
那个时候我来到美国，我就不相信有这个耶稣。
After I came to the States, I didn't really believe there's Jesus.
这里最完全、最高的爱。
Here I talk about the highest love, the most perfect love.
神主动来爱我们。
God initiated love.
甚至我们不爱他，
even though we did not love him,
神还是爱我们。
And yet God still loves us.
罗马书五章八节那里提到，
in Romans chapter 5 verse 8,
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在这里向我们显明了。
God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us.
我记得我还有跟人家辩论。
At that time, I remember I debated with others.
如果你这位神真的话，你变五块钱给我看。
If your God is really true, then let him give me $5, show me.
感谢神，神是给我机会的神。
I thank God, God that give me a second opportunity.
彼得后书三章九节那里。
In Second Peter. Verse 3, verse 9.
他这里说，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人悔改。
That God's not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
感谢神，他带了Michelle 来认识我，来认识他。
I thank God that God brought Michelle and helped me to get to know him.
我跟 Michelle 说，你不要一直跟我讲十字架。
He told Michelle that, you know, don't tell me about the cross anymore.
但是 Michelle 不住地为我祷告。
Yes, Michelle always pray for me.
感谢神，让我在1984年能够悔改来接受他。
And praise God that in 1984 I accepted Christ and repented and believed in him.
当彼得回答耶稣三次，是的主，你知道我爱你。
When Peter replied to Jesus, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
这里彼得他认罪悔改三次。
Here Peter repented three times.
耶稣仍然爱他。
Jesus still loves him.
赦免了他的罪。
Forgave his sins.
原谅他。
Forgive him.
重新肯定他。
Once again reassure him.
所以第一，神的爱。
First, we talk about the love of God.
神的爱是最高最完全的爱。
It's the highest form of love.
他是主动来爱我们的。
He initiated the love.
再下来我们来分享一下神的羊。
Second, we talk about the Lamb of God.
耶稣回答彼得。
Jesus replied Peter,
你喂养我的小羊。
Feed my lamb.
你牧养我的羊。
Take care of my sheep.
你喂养我的羊。
Feed my sheep.
弟兄姐妹朋友们，我想问你一下。
Brothers and sisters and friends, I want to ask a question.
这里耶稣说，我的羊。
Here Jesus mentioned my sheep.
有没有说，彼得，你去喂养你的羊？
Did he ask Peter to feed his sheep, Peter's sheep?
他讲了三次，我的羊。
Jesus mentioned three times that it's my sheep.
这里耶稣要彼得去爱他所爱的人。
Here Jesus wants Peter to love the one that God loves.
也就是世人。
And that's the world.
甚至那些不可爱的人。
Even those people who are not lovable.
当我到台湾的时候。
When I first went to Taiwan.
我从来没有去过台湾。
I've never been to Taiwan until then.
1996年是我第一次去台湾。
1996 was the first time we went to Taiwan.
我去过很多地方。
I've been to many places.
但是真的是只有台湾是一个 很多人在咬槟榔的地方。
But Taiwan is the only place that the people chew betel nuts.
希望 我本来今天想照这些照片，但是那个照片在这里可能不好，因为是槟榔西施，可能教会不好放出来。
I was going to show a picture of all the ladies working the bitterness stand, but I think, don't think it's very appropriate in the church.
我想问一下。
I want to ask a question.
通常他们在咬槟榔，咬完以后他们要做什么？
So after you chew the bitterness, what do you do with it?
是要吐出来，对不对？
You have to spit it out, right?
吐在哪里呢？
So where do you spit it out to?
吐在杯子里面。
Usually it's in a cup.
没有，大部分的人没有。
But most of people do not do that.
就吐在地上。
They spit on the ground.
还有呢，开窗下来吐出去。
Or when they're driving, they roll down the window and spit it outside when the car.
车是走的。
The car is moving.
所以风会吹。
The wind's blowing.
你骑摩托车。
So those people who are riding on a scooter.
怎么办？
What do you do?
就是你也吃槟榔。
You are also chewing the bitterness.
槟榔就那个就到我身上来。
And you have the bitterness all over your body.
神的羊。
God's sheep.
你还是要爱他们。
You still need to love them.
刚到台湾的时候。
When I first arrived Taiwan.
我常常晚上到我的抱着我的小孩子，我的儿子那个时候才两个多月。
At that time, my son was only 2.5 months old, and I would carry him.
我晚上，因为我们是住在潭子，好乡下的地方。
In the evening, we live in the countryside.
回到家。
After we got home.
常常是说，哇，味道很重。
Then we start smelling something.
是什么？
Guess what?
都是踩到狗的大便。
We would often step on dog poop.
今天还是，如果你门打开。
And even today, when you open the door,
很多人他们带遛狗。
Many people take the dogs out for walk.
狗就是随便在你前面门口外面就是做事，然后那些大便。
Often they will finish their business right in front of your doors.
他们还是没有把它捡起来。
And yet the owners did not pick those up.
很想去跟他们讲。
Many times I really wanted to talk to them.
但是他们人已经不在了。
Yet they were nowhere to be found.
不知道是谁。
We don't know who did that.
神的羊。
God's sheep.
神这里说，你要去喂养我的羊。
God, Jesus here said, feed my sheep.
所以今天我们要去爱神爱的人，就是世人。
Today we need to love the people that God loves, the world.
再下来我们来看一下神的呼召。
Next, we talked about God's calling.
在马太福音四章十九节那里。
In Matthew, chapter 4, verse 19.
耶稣对彼得说，来跟随我，我要叫你得人如得鱼。
Jesus said to Peter, come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
如果你看了这一章，他两次十九节跟二十九节、二十二节那里都提到耶稣跟彼得说：“你来跟从我。”
Here in both verse 19 and 22, Jesus said, "Come follow me."
彼得是一个渔夫。
Peter was a fisherman.
你想彼得当时就在那个时候明白耶稣说喂养我的羊他的真正的意思吗？
Do you think Peter really understand what Jesus meant when he said, "Go feed my sheep"?
我猜这个时候彼得不知道。
I think Peter may not truly understand what it means.
但是彼得顺服了。
And yet Peter submitted.
这里我们知道后面彼得是要耶稣要叫他去建立教会。
Later we found out that Jesus wanted Peter to start the church.
带领教导教、建立教会
to lead, build and to instruct the church.
在使徒行传四章十三节那里
in Acts chapter 4 verse 13
我们都知道那些、他们、那个、祭司长他们都说原来这是没有学问的小民他就提到彼得是没有学问的小民
And they talk about Peter as someone that really have no knowledge at all.
记得当初神要呼召我到、台湾的时候。
I remember when God first called us to go to Taiwan.
其中一个借口就是我的中文讲得不好。
I had an excuse that my Chinese was not good.
我跟神说。
I told God.
不要让我去要用中文的地方。
Don't ask me to go to places where I need to use Chinese.
15年已经过去了。
Yes, 15 years have gone by.
每次我开口的时候
Every time I try to speak Mandarin,
他们都会问我
They would ask me,
你是不是香港人?
Are you from Hong Kong?
我说我不是我是、马来西亚长大后来到美国去读书今天来台湾
I told them no, I grew up in Malaysia and went to the state for the college and I'm here as a missionary.
然后他们就下面很好奇地问我诶那你来台湾做什么
Then they would be very curious to ask us why we would be in Taiwan.
我跟他讲说我是来台湾当传教士
And I told him that I'm here to be a missionary.
其实我跟他讲说我也是美国的会计师后来、放弃了来美国、台湾当传教士。
I will tell him that we are certified public accountants, CPAs in the States, and we gave up our profession and came to Taiwan for mission.
哥林多后书十二章九节那里说。
In Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
我的恩典是够你用的。
My grace is sufficient to.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
For my power is made perfect in weakness.
感谢神，我的中文讲得不好。
Thank God that my Chinese was not good.
我因为我的中文讲得不好，所以变成是一个传福音的桥梁。
Because of my bad Chinese, it gave me as a bridge for evangelism.
从加州一直到这里哈。
From when we were speaking at churches from California and Ohio and all the way to here.
很多弟兄姊妹跟我讲说。
Many brothers and sisters told us.
Bobby, 15年前我都为你担心。
Bobby, we really worry about you 15 years ago.
他说你国语讲得不准，你怎么能够去台湾？
They said your Chinese really was not good. How could you go to Taiwan?
我说为什么你15年前没有跟我讲？
I asked him, why didn't you tell me 15 years ago?
其实真的是神的工作。
Really is by God's grace.
不止顺服。
Not only to submit.
顺服带来什么
What does submission bring?
祝福
Blessings
你看到那个、耶稣出现的时候、
Remember when Jesus appeared
他的门徒不知道是耶稣
At first the disciples did not recognize that it was Jesus
当耶稣叫他们你把网放在右边的时候
When Jesus told them to put the net on the right side of the boat
有没有顺服
Did they submit?
有
Yes, they did.
顺服带来什么
What did they bring when they obeyed and submitted?
在这里153条鱼
Here, 153 fish.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters and friends.
有时候我们觉得还没有装备或不够资格
Sometimes we feel like we are not adequate, we are not prepared.
但是如果我们愿意顺服
But if you were willing,
不要看别人，
don't look at others,
不要比较，
don't compare,
神可以使用我们去祝福，
God can use us to bless others,
祝福你的周围，
bless those people around you,
在公司，
in your office,
学校，
in your school,
家人，
in your family,
就像门徒听耶稣的话，
just like the disciples obeyed Jesus,
把网放在船的右边。
To put the net on the right side of the boat.
结果就神就祝福他们。
And that God blesses them.
今天我在这里。
And here today.
就是用神的话来鼓励大家。
We use this passage to encourage you.
如果你们当中还不认识耶稣的。
For those who have not yet known Jesus.
特别是在圣诞节的这个季节当中。
Especially during this Christmas season.
可以问一下为什么我们庆祝圣诞节
Find out why we celebrate Christmas.
如果今天你们当中是已经是基督徒的
And for those who are already Christians,
也希望你们能够更能够认识神
I pray that you will know God more.
来顺服他
By submitting and obeying him.
让神能够大大的使用你们
May God use you mightily.
以下我是用我们一些 PowerPoint 来分享我们在台湾的事工
I'm going to use the PowerPoint to share about our ministry in Taiwan.
过去15年在台湾的服事。
The last 15 years, God has used us.
都是神的恩典。
It's really by God's grace that we're able to serve Him the last 15 years in Taiwan.
这是跟神一起同工。
It's really a partnership with God.
1996年我们到台湾。
1996, when we first arrived Taiwan.
我的儿子才两岁半。
My son was 2.5 months old.
我的女儿三岁。
My daughter was 3 years old.
15年以后。
15 years later.
他们，我女儿今年上大学了。
My daughter went to college this year.
感谢神，每一年当我们庆祝我们儿子的生日的时候。
Every year when we celebrate our son's birthday.
都是神的恩典，让我们能够可以继续的在台湾服事。
We're reminded of God's grace that we can continue the ministry in Taiwan.
感谢神，让我们能够进入第16年。
And thank God that we can enter year 16.
因为有一些人没有去过台湾。
Because some of you have not been to Taiwan.
你打开地图可能找不到台湾。
When you open the world map, you probably couldn't find it.
台湾在哪里
？Where's Taiwan?
有人手指了哈，是在这里。
Little island there.
小小一个点哈。那台湾，它的是差不多75英里哈，是离开中国。
It's off the coast of China, about 74 miles.
它的面积呢
？Its area.
只有 Michigan 的四分之一。
It's about 1/4 of Michigan State.
人口呢
？What about population?
差不多2倍到3倍的。
It's 2.5 times of the population in Michigan.
想一想哈，在这里。
So、imagine.
你把你们这个今天的地方。
This room here.
只剩下四分之一。
Only 1/4 of the size.
人呢
？And what about people?
增加两倍。
Increase 2.5 times.
是不是很多很多人
？This is how you. Is there a lot of people?
我刚回到美国的时候。
When we first returned to the state,
晚上睡不着。
I couldn't sleep at night.
为什么
？Why?
太安静了。
It's too quiet.
五点垃圾车来的时候。
In the morning, 5 o'clock, the garbage truck came.
就跳起来。
Then I jump up.
真的是太安静了。
It's really very quiet here.
台湾的过去。
Past of Taiwan.
还是一个农业地方。
It's a farming agriculture society.
台湾的现在。
Taiwan nowadays.
还是耕田，很多地方。
Some of the places they're still farming rice.
很多地方都是用机器。
They use machines now.
台湾的现在。
The present of Taiwan.
虽然台湾已经没有世界最高的建筑物。
Even though it doesn't have the tallest building in the world.
是第二哈。
Now it's the second tallest.
但是它的电梯还是最快的。
Yes, it has the fastest passenger elevator in the world.
多少呢？37秒，从第五楼到89楼。
From the 5th floor to the 89th floor, it only takes 37 seconds.
再过两年。
in about 2 years,
就不是最快的了。
It won't have the fastest elevator anymore.
如果没有错的话，是上海那个。
If I'm not mistaken, I think the one in Shanghai is going to take over the one in Taiwan.
上海那个以后是59尺每 per second.
I think the Shanghai one is going to have a 59 feet per second speed for the elevator.
台湾的进步。
The progress of Taiwan.
人的心属灵的光景有进步吗？
Did not really help the spiritual conditions of people in Taiwan.
今天你到台湾。
Today, when you come to Taiwan,
街头街尾
was the beginning or the end of the street.
都是庙。
You can see temples everywhere.
庙外庙内都有看到人在拜。
Inside and outside the temple, you can see people worshiping.
在庙里面你会看到很多这些灯。
Inside the temple, you may see a lot of these lights.
什么灯呢？
What kind of lights are those? Lanterns.
什么灯？有。第一就是那个平安灯。
Those lanterns represent all kinds of things. It could represent peace.
有婚姻的。
For good marriage.
有开运的。
For good fortune.
招财的。
Or you have money.
还有成绩要考得很好的。
Maybe you have a good school.
在你们看到这里有600块台币吗？
So you can see that everyone costs about 600 NT.
差不多18块美金。
It's about $18.
今天台湾的进步。
Today the progress in Taiwan.
你可以不用去庙拜了。
You don't even have to go to the temple to worship.
18块钱，他就庙里面，只要你用 email 寄18块钱去美金。
You can do this online. You can send in $18.
庙里的人可以帮你拜。
The people in the temple will put up one of those lanterns for you.
所以你只要寄54块钱。
So you send in $54 in total.
全部都可以帮你拜了。
You can have all of this.
今天台湾有800万人是拜妈祖的。
There are over 8 million people in Taiwan worshiping 妈祖。
台湾的人口2300万。
The total population is 23 million.
基督徒差不多。只有5%左右。
Christian population is about 5%.
大城市是比较多一点。
And the big cities maybe there are more.
所以如果是2300万人口，5%就差不多100万是基督徒。
So maybe about 1 million people are Christians.
但是有800万人是拜妈祖的。
And yet 8 million people are worshiping 妈祖。
这个妈祖，请问他值多少今天的市价
？Do you know how much this statue worth today?
纯金造的。
It's made of pure gold.
8700 ounces.
Made up of 8,700 ounces of gold.
1300万美金。
Current value $13 million.
1300万美金。但是这个妈祖现在是在哪里呢
？And notice where this 妈祖 statue is.
是在一个玻璃里面。
It's within a glass case.
在报纸上有看过，我自己没有看过。
I've never seen it myself, I only saw it in the newspaper.
他说这个玻璃是要防弹的。
This is a bulletproof case.
想一想1300万美金需不需要要防弹的，防子弹的。
Yes, think about it, $13 million would probably need a bulletproof case.
弟兄姐妹朋友们。
Brothers and sisters and friends.
今天我们在台湾很多人800万，差不多1/3的人在拜这个人手造的，反而不能够保护他自己。
Over 1/3 of people in Taiwan, 8 million people are worshiping a god that cannot protect herself.
等一下，我们真的是要为台湾祷告。
We really need to pray for Taiwan.
如果你们从台湾来的3月份，好，农历的三月是妈祖绕境。
For those who have come to Taiwan.From Taiwan proper, we notice that, remember in March that there's a parade of 妈祖 in the lunar calendar.
我为什么会说是妈祖 madness 在这里啊？就是因为美国哈 ，March 是 March madness.
In America, you have March madness.
就是因为你们风篮球哈，这里说风妈祖。
It's about basketball, and here people are crazy about 妈祖。
妈祖绕境现在是世界三大宗教活动之一。
The parade of Maju is becoming the three top three religious activities in the world.
所以好，其中就是啊、这个天主教他们的圣诞节那个时候他们有一个 mass。
The other two are the Christmas mass at the Vatican.
还有回教徒拜啊、圣拜圣那个麦加。
And also the Muslim worshiping Micah.
就是妈祖绕境其中之一。
And then 妈祖 is ranked number third.
让你们看一下妈祖他绕境的地方是从台中一直到嘉义再回去。
You can see the route of the parade started from Taichung all the way to 嘉义 and then it went back to Taichung.
今年有100万人九天八夜愿走的。
This year we have over 1 million Maju believers spend 9 days, 8 nights.
他们就是、希望能够有、妈祖给他们、平安。
Following this Maju, going from town to town, temples to temples, and hoping that they will receive blessings from Maju.
总共走了200英里。
They walk about 200 miles.
有人问我们在台湾为什么这么难传福音。
Sometimes people ask us why it's so difficult to share the gospel in Taiwan.
就是因为拜祖先。
Another reason is the ancestor worship.
这个是在今年的清明节造的。
This is taken the tomb sweeping day this year.
台湾的基督徒。
The Christians in Taiwan.
很多人还没有告诉他们的家人，他们已经是信主的。
Many of them have not told their families that they have become Christians.
特别是在这种大节日的时候。
Whenever it comes to big festival, festival like this,
过年、中秋节、端午节、清明节
，like the big festivals like Chinese New Year, the Mid Autumn Festival, the Dragon Boat Festival, and like the Tomb Sweeping Days,
很怕回家
，they're afraid to go home,
因为要拿香拜拜
，that time they're expected to hold the incense and you know worship the idols or ancestors.
有时候我们会收到一些祷告事项。
Sometimes we will receive prayer requests from brothers and sisters.
现在在台湾，如果是大节日，很多时候是长假。
Sometimes they will have a maybe a long weekend for this kind of festivals.
祷告里面说，请你为我们的家人祷告。
Now and the prayer requests are received, they will ask us to pray for their families.
祷告什么
？For what？
希望他们的家人出国旅游。
Pray that their families will have a vacation outside of Taiwan.
这样他们可以不用回家。
Then these Christians do not need, they don't have to go home.
因为真的是很大的压力。
Because they feel a lot of pressure when they go home.
我们过去的一个小组。
And there was a small group I used to be in the past.
小组长是他家里唯一的儿子。
The cell group, he's the only son in the family.The second leader.
我们在台湾当传教士要学习弹性。
To be a missionary in Taiwan, you have to be very flexible.
我不知道当初我去的时候，他们跟我讲要学习弹性。
When I first went there, they didn't tell me that I have to be flexible.
终于看到了。
And finally, I learned this.
小组长接到电话。
The second leader got a phone call.
是他爸爸打来的。
It's from his father.
今天要来拜访他们。
His father wanted to visit him today.
小组长就告诉我们全部人。
So the cell group leader told us.
今天不能够在我家聚会。
Today you cannot have the meeting in my home.
弟兄姐妹朋友们。
Brothers and sisters and friends.
为台湾的基督徒祷告。
Pray for the Christians in Taiwan.
为他们的信心祷告。
Pray for their faith.
让他们能够不只可以。在众人面前，包括他的家人，告诉他们他们是基督徒。
Pray that not only they declare themselves as Christians in front of their friends and families.
我常常跟这些弟兄姐妹讲，你要公开。
I always encourage this brother and sister to openly admit that they are Christians.
让他们知道你是基督徒。
Let them know that you are Christians.
让圣灵的工作。
Let the work of Holy Spirit.
可以带你们的家人。
Can lead their families.
你的公司的
，or the your colleagues
来信耶稣
，to know Jesus。
今天在台湾，这个是在一个客家教会。
Today in some of the Taiwan churches, this is a Hakka church.
很多, 这些, 他们都说, 你们基督徒不孝敬。
Some people will criticize Christians that you are not being respectful to your parents.
很多今天这些教会, 也是可以在清明节的时候, 我们也可以一种, 孝敬, 我们的祖先。
Now we have come up ways that we can show our respect to our parents in the church during tomb sweeping days.
就是把过去的已经过世的, 亲戚朋友们,
they will list the names of their deceased on the PowerPoint.
然后上去, 每一个人过去的他, 过世的都拿一朵花,
and then Christians will come up and offer a flower for each of their deceased
插在十字架上面,
to put on the cross,
纪念他们,
to remember them.
感谢神, 今天在台湾还是一个非常可以传福音很自由的地方。
And I thank God Taiwan is still a very open place for evangelism.
很多, 如果你去问宣教士, 他们都做一些就是课后的, 就是他们下课以后帮助这些, 学生们。
Many of our missionaries are involved in some kind of after school program to help the students.
当我们到台湾的时候, 我们的, 小孩子也去上一般的国民小学。
When we first went to Taiwan, our kids went to a local public school.
感谢神, 哈, 这位, 这很多老师, 他们都很愿意, 让我们能够在班上跟分享一些圣经的话, 圣, 唱圣, 诗歌。
And we thank God that most of the teachers allow us to go into the classroom to teach them Bible songs and stories.
这里看不清楚, 哈, 我们在他的课后, 后面都, 就是复活节的一些图案。
And sometimes we'll do even Easter activity. You can see it not very clear. The back, the bulletin board has the cross, and we decorated the classroom with Easter messages.
有一天我女儿回来的时候,
one day my daughter came home.
她说, 老师今天带我们去庙里拜了。
Oh, the teachers told us all go to the temple today.
她说明天考试。
Because tomorrow we have a test.
老师今天带我们全班去庙里面拜拜。
So the teacher brought the whole class to go to the temple.
但是没有关系, 我们还是跟他们传福音。
But thank God that we have the opportunity to share the gospel with them.
神给我们很多机会来认识家长。
We got to know some of the parents.
就开始了英文查经班。
And we started an English Bible study with the parents.
停掉了。 好, 英文查经班。 健康我打的那位是一位家长。
The arrow is pointing to one of the parents.
今天这位姐妹,
and today this sister,
已经很多年很多年下来,
after many years of sharing the gospel with her,
在台湾, 要传福音, 要学习, 圣灵的工作, 要学习等候,
and to share the gospel in Taiwan, you have learned to be patient and wait for the work of the Holy Spirit.
今天这位姐妹是 教会里面的非常重要的一位同工。
Today, this sister has become a very important co-worker in the church.
我们今天的教会, 当我们到台湾的时候, 神让我们能够有机会建立这个, 潭子福音中心, 后来,
this is the first church that we planted in 潭子。
后来现在我们是, 叫蒙福之家。
And later on, we planted a second church called House of Blessing.
弟兄姐妹，我要你们再看一下，这里有没有叫做蒙福之家教会
？Do you see the title, the House of Blessing Church?
我们这里没有写教会。
Here we didn't write House of Blessing Church.
我们有, 有弟兄。
There are brothers in our church.
他爸爸常常打电话问他。
Oftentimes their father would call him on the phone.
他说你现在人在哪里？
They would ask him, where are you?
蒙福之家。
And he would tell the father, a house of blessing.
他感谢我们,
he thanked us.
他说你没有讲蒙福之家教会,
that we did not have the name House of Blessing Church.
他说如果我跟我爸爸讲说我现在人在蒙福之家教会, 他爸爸会很气。
If I tell my father that I'm in the House of Blessing Church, then my father would be very mad.
你不应该在教会, 你应该今天在我家里看我。
That you should not be in the church, you should be coming home to see me.
我们也参与, 市区的, 社区的一些活动。
We also participate in some community activity.
在台湾要做, 这种户外活动, 要, 也是要忍耐。
To have an outdoor activity, you have to have patience too in Taiwan.
这个是我女儿，这个我儿子，这是我哈。
That's my daughter, my son, and myself doing different things.
九十多度那种，加上那种潮湿，一百多度。
With a 90 some degree and plus the humidity, close to 100 degrees.
但是感谢神，我们还是很多啊社区的人来进入我们教会。
But we thank God that many people in the community has come to hear our messages.
这是其中一位。
This is one of the family in the church.
如果你看到他，你看得出来他有肺癌吗？
When you look at him, do you know that, notice that he has lung cancer?
两年前医生说你只有六个月的时间。
Two years ago, the doctor said he has 6 months to live.
他家里的人全部跟他讲说，你要到新竹，要到台北，要到南部哪一个庙里面去拜。
All his family told him to go to worship temples at different places.
我们教会有写了email 出去，也为他祷告。
Well, our church also sent out a lot of emails to ask people to pray for him.
他自己说，我要信耶稣。
Then later on, he decided he wants to believe in Jesus.
他说我不需要去这些庙里面拜。
I don't need to go to these temples.
这是他的见证。
This is his testimony.
他说，我这里讲到，他说我已经不再活在惧怕当中。
He said, I'm not living in fear anymore.
我的生命已经改变了。
My life has changed.
现在我知道我如何为弟兄姐妹来祷告。
Now I know how to pray for other brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，神今天呼召你，不是就是说只是用读的哈。
God calls us not just to read the Bible.
他要我们做生命的见证。
He wants us to be a life testimony.
要进入社区。
To enter the communities.
这位弟兄他。就是因为我们进入他的生命当中，今天他已经改变了。
We got to know this brother. We enter his life, and his life has changed.
也是很长很长的祷告。
It's through a lot of prayers.
也是圣灵自己的工作。
And it's also the work of Holy Spirit.
邀请你们来参加我们的英文营，如果有机会的话。
Invite you to come to join us for the summer camps.
我还有五分钟，赶快。
去
年神给我台湾有个新的意象。
Last year, God gives Taiwan, sent Taiwan a new vision.
叫意象119.
It's called the Vision 119.
有人听过吗？这个意象119有吗？
Has anyone heard about it?
意象119就是我用英文的哈，就是要呼召119位同工。
It's to call 119 co-workers.
要建立60间教会。
To establish 60 churches.
在19年以内。
In 19 years.
在哪里呢？
Where?
在就是这种。省道一号跟省道十九号。
It's along the old Route 1 and Route 19 along the west coast of Taiwan.
在我们在台湾就说在海线。
It's the coastal area.
就是很多就是妈祖走的地方。
Those are places where a lot of 妈祖 worshippers.
119就是台湾，如果很多人不认识119，就是台湾紧急呼叫的号码。
119 is the emergency number for Taiwan.
这个是 fire engine。然后这里
like the fire station and the police station, if you need them, you call 119.
祷告事项，要为台湾拜偶像，神能够让他们带出这个拜偶像那个黑暗当中。
Here's our prayer request. Pray for the people in Taiwan, they will turn away from idol worship.
为台湾的教会来祷告。
Pray for the churches in Taiwan.
为台湾教会的基督徒来，他们的信心坚定来祷告。
Pray for the faith of the Christians in Taiwan that they will be strong and established.
求庄稼的主差派他工人。
And pray for the Lord of Harvest to send our workers.
我们还差118位。
We still need 118 co-workers.
有一位加入了。
We already have one worker join us in the Vision 119.
他是当地的同工。
She's a local Taiwan Christian.
不容易。
It's not easy.
因为台湾的教会。都是很小的教会。
Most of the churches in Taiwan are very small churches.
没有办法在经济上面支持他。
They cannot support the missionary financially.
我们国际差传协会要去补助他。
San International has to subsidize their living expenses.
我们有一个专款。
We have a special donation for these people.
就是为当地的同工他们的生活费来募款。
To raise funds for the living expenses of Taiwan Christians that are joining the 119 vision.
为我们家人来祷告。
Pray for our families, our parents.
这是
families.
我常常到教会去，我都提醒教会。
I often remind the churches that I visit.
不要忘记为宣教士的子女来祷告。
Don't forget to pray for children and missionaries.
他们最怕你问他什么？
Then the missionary children are very afraid that you ask them one question.
你从哪里来？
Where are you from?
你家在哪里？
Where's your home?
今天六月二十五号，我问我的女儿。
Today, this year, June 25th, I asked my daughter.
你家在哪里？
Where's your home?
这是她的回答。
This is her reply.
我的心在哪里？
Where my heart is?
我的家在哪里？
That's my home is.
我在台湾十五年。
I've been in Taiwan for 15 years.
台湾是我的家。
Taiwan is my home.
今年是双十节哈，就是十月十号的时候。
Double Ten this year, October 10th.
我有机会去拜访我的女儿。
I had the opportunity to visit her.
我问她，你想家吗
？I asked her, "Do you miss home?"
她说会。
And she said yes.
那她，我说你很想吃什么
？I asked her, "What do you want to eat?"
你们猜她想，她说她想吃什么
？Guess what she said.
什么？很多哈，面牛肉面很多，不是。
Beef noodle。
很想吃台湾的饭。
She really missed the rice from Taiwan。
所以我们带她去吃饭。
So we took her to eat rice。
在哪里可以吃到台湾的饭
？Where can you eat rice like Taiwan？
她是在 Asbury University， 在 Kentucky， 从街尾到街头只有两个红绿灯。
She studied in Asbury University, you know, from the beginning to the end of the street, there are only two traffic lights in that town.
没有办法吃到台湾饭。
She couldn't eat the rice similar to the Taiwan rice.
所以我们就带她到 Lexington.
So we took her to Lexington.
日本餐厅。
A Japanese restaurant there.
吃到她很高兴。
She was very happy.
你爱我比这些更深吗？
Do you love me more than these?
我在很多小组的时候
，Many times I share the small groups.
我常常问一个问题
，I often ask one question.
我说你们当中谁身上钥匙是最多的
？I would ask who has the most keys with them.
很多人就马上就拿出来哈，有人十只、八只、九只都有。
Many people will start picking out their keys. They have 8, 9, 10 different type of keys.
我就问他们
，I will ask them.
你愿意把你这一串的钥匙交出来给上帝吗
？Are you willing to give your keys to God？
你的退休的钥匙
？A key for your retirement。
你工作的钥匙
？Your key for your work。
你家的钥匙
？Your family。
你车的钥匙
？Your car。
等等等等
，etc。
今天在圣诞节的日期当节日当中
，Today this Christmas season。
我们如果我们现在人在台湾
，If we were in Taiwan today,
我们都会唱，一件礼物。
We often sing this song, a gift.
上帝他把他最好的礼物给了你们。
God has given the best gift to you.
就是他的亲生独生儿子耶稣。
That is his beloved son Jesus.
今天弟兄姐妹朋友们，你的回应是什么？
So today, brothers and sisters, what is your response to this question?
耶稣一样的问你们。
Jesus today will ask you.
你比这些门徒更爱我吗？
Do you love me more than these disciples?
好，谢谢。
Thank you.